إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد. I welcome all of you and we continue reading from Sharh Aqidat al-Salaf, Ashab al-Hadith, the explanation of the creed of the Salaf, the people of Hadith, by our noble Shaykh al-Allama, al-Doctor al-Ustad, Rabi'a ibn Hadi, Umair al-Madkhali, Hafidhahu Allah Ta'ala, wa mitta'ahu bis-sahha wal-afiyah wa ghafara lahu wa liwalidayh, wa lil-muslimina wal-muslimat. Ameen. We're still in the chapter أفضل الصحابة وخلافتهم, the best of the companions, and also meaning the four companions, the four خلفاء الراشدين and their خلافة. Who are the four خلفاء الراشدون؟ من هم الخلفاء الراشدون؟ الأربعة من هم؟ Who are the four rightly guided خليفة after the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ نعم عبد الله. Number one, أبو بكر أحسنت, عبد الرحمن, عمر أحسنت, إدريس. What came after عمر؟ ولد عثمان. Yes, عثمان. And number four, علي من؟ علي من؟ علي ابن أبي طالب. أحسنت, نعم. So these are the four rightly guided Khalifa after the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this order, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, Uthman ibn Affan dhu-n-Nurayn radiyallahu anhu, and Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu, Aba Turab. And we, alhamdulillah, we read to you as Shaykh Rabi', our Shaykh al-Walid, hafidhahu Allah, has already we read to you what he says about the khilafa of Abu Bakr and the khilafa of Umar radiallahu anhuma. And what's left for us is the khilafa of Uthman and the khilafa of Ali radiallahu anhu. That's briefly what we learned. What we learned was so brief. As far if you want to read really the biography of any one of them, subhanAllah, we will stay here for months. That was briefly, but then you do your homework. Now, can I repeat that again? Of course. الخلفاء الراشدون الأربعة هم أبو بكر الصديق وعمر ابن الخطاب وعثمان ابن عفان وعلي ابن أبي طالب رضي الله عنهم. So the four rightly guided Khalif after the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, once again, number one, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, number two, Umar ibn al-Khattab, number three, Uthman ibn Affan, and number four, Ali ibn Abi Talib. Now, another time, of course, inshallah. Now, so the four rightly guided Khalifa. Number one, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Number two, Umar ibn al-Khattab. Number three, Uthman ibn Affan. Number four, Ali ibn Abi Talib. نعم. قال أما عثمان, we continue tonight by the khilafa of Uthman رضي الله عنه. Of course, if you remember in the previous chapters, alhamdulillah, Shaykh Rabi' حفظه الله تعالى, he add more narrations to what Imam al-Sabuni rahimahullah ta'ala has mentioned in his text Aqidat al-Salaf Ashab al-Hadith. Alhamdulillah, they highlight those texts, they highlight the virtue, their virtues in the Quran and the Sunnah. These are the best of the people after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rather, they are the best of the people after the Prophets and the Messengers, the Sahaba of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They have so many virtues. They are our example, and we have to follow them and emulate their example. نعم. قال أما عثمان رضي الله عنه لما اغتيل عمر رضي الله عنه أوصى أن تكون الخلافة في ستة من ممن توفي عنهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو عنهم راض. Remember now in brief, remember the Khilafah of Abu Bakr. All the Sahaba agreed for him to be the Khalifa after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as for Umar radiallahu anhu, Abu Bakr before he died, he appointed, he says, he be the Khalifa. But when Umar radiallahu anhu died, and he was martyred, because he was murdered by the Al-Majusi, Abu Lu'lu'a, but it took him a couple of days to die from those stabbing, because he was stabbed, radiallahu anhu, in Salat al-Fajr. He was stabbed by this non-Muslim, alhamdulillah. He wasn't stabbed by a Muslim, by a non-Muslim person. And during those days or moments when he was sick, he advised that the Khilafah after him, because now he's dying, if he dies, who's going to be the Khalifa? He didn't mention no name. He didn't say Uthman is supposed to be the Khalifa or Ali. He did not say that, Umar radiallahu anhu. Rather, he appointed six companions whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam died and he was pleased with them. And these six people, they're going to get together and choose one of them. And they are Uthman and Ali and Zubair ibn al-Awwam and Talha and Abdul Rahman ibn Auf and Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. Six of them. So once again, I'm going to repeat these six. They are the Shura. Okay? They're going to get together and have consultations and to choose a Khalifa. Once again, they are Uthman and Ali and Zubair and Talha, number 5, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, and then number 6, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. قال وعمر كان يرجح سعدا لأنه ما عزله لخيانة ولا لعجز وإنما شغب عليه أهل العراق وهم أهل الشقاق والنفاق والعياذ بالله فعزله عمر لا لخيانة ولا لعجز بل كان قويا أمينا رضي الله عنهم جميعا. Then Sheikh Rabi, he gave us a little history about Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, who was the deputy ruler, like a governor in Iraq. But Umar radiallahu anhu in his time, he عزله. He get him out of the position. And change him with somebody else. He said not because he wasn't fit for the job, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, but rather he was trustworthy and strong. But he says those people in Iraq who are known with treachery from all time, known with the treachery, illa man rahim Allah, they continue to raise, troubles and tribulations against him and false accusations and all that. So Umar looked at the maslaha, what's good for the whole, and he Sa'd was not the governor, so nobody will bring this as log with Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, Umar radiallahu anhu. I'm looking for the word azalahu.
Replace him,
yeah. Jazakallah khair. That's good. That's replace him, but there's another one. But replace him will do. Jazakallah khair. So he replaced him with another one. Not because he has issues. La abadan. He was trustworthy and he was strong. He was from the companions of the Messenger of Allah. Alayyin. وبعد الفراغ من دفن عمر رضي الله عنه اجتمع هؤلاء الستة وجرى التداول بينهم. So once they bury Umar radiallahu anhu, now Umar died, rahimahullah radiallahu anhu. He died in Medina and as a shaheed, Allahu Akbar. It's rare for these two to be that Allah gathered these two to die in Medina and a martyr where Alhamdulillah gathered for Umar radiallahu anhu. So when Umar radiallahu anhu died and they buried him, so these six companions, these noble companions, they met and they began to discuss the matters of the Khilafah between them. So Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu, qal, so Abdurrahman ibn Auf, he suggested, he said to them, لِيَتَنَازَلْ ثَلَاثَ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ حَقِّهِ لِلثَّلَاثَ الْبَاقِينَ. Okay, so he said, look, when we're going to do it, let's, three of us, get out of the race, or if you want to say, it's not a race, but just let's get out of us, step out, and for three. So every one of those, he said he wants three people, from these six, these are noble companions, to say, look, I don't want it, but I want so-and-so to be the Khalifa. Tayyib? So now instead of six, it'd be only three. فتنازل الزبير لعلي. So Zubair, he says, look, I don't want it, but I want Ali to be the Khalifa. Okay? Or rather with Ali, inshallah. وتنازل طلحة لعثمان. As Talha, he says, okay, I don't want it, but I rather want Uthman to have it. Okay? وَتَنَازَلَ سَعْد بْنِ أَبِي وَقَّاس لِعَبْدُ الرَّحْمَنِ بْنِ عَوْفِ. And Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, he says, I don't want it. I rather Abdurrahman ibn Auf will be the Khalifa. So now we have three names. Who are they? Ali, Uthman, Ali, and Abdurrahman ibn Auf. Okay? Now. فَقَالَ لَهُمَا Abdurrahman. So he said to them, which one wants to withdraw his name? Okay? Says these three nobles, Zubair, Talha, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, they said, we don't want it. Okay? فَقَالَ عَبْدُرَفَّانَ. So Ali and Uthman, they didn't say anything. They were silent. فقال عبد الرحمن فأتنازع عن حقي وأكون إلي الاختيار فاتفقوا عليه. So عبد الرحمن بن عوف, he said to them, he suggested, he says, look, I'm out, but I will choose. They says, okay, yes. So now who left? Uthman and Ali. He said to them, look, I'm out. It's okay, I don't want it, but if you agree with this, it's okay for you if I choose one of you. They says yes. فاتفقوا عليه ودار رضي الله عن رسول الأجناد ورسول. But عبد الرحمن بن عوف, he didn't just at that moment say, okay, Uthman, you're the Khalifa. لا, he didn't say that. What did he do? قال الشيخ ربيع رحمه الله تعالى فدار رضي الله عنه على رؤوس الأجناد ورؤوس الصحابة المهاجرين والأنصار وتشاور معهم ليالي في هذا. So it took him nights. What did he do? He went to the Sahaba, radiallahu alayhim, the main companions from the Muhajirin, the main of the companions from the Ansar, and he talked to them, consult with them. All right, now we have Uthman, we have Ali. What do you say? You see, subhanAllah, he went to the armies, okay, and كلهم ما كانوا يقدمون أحد على عثمان. But all of them, none of them put Ali before عثمان. All of them they say عثمان. ثم بعد ذلك جمعهم وصعد على المنبر وبيع لعثمان وتمت البيعة لعثمان رضي الله عنه ولم يحصل عليه أي خلاف. So after عبد الرحمن بن عوف رضي الله عنه, he did this. He saw after these nights of deliberation and consultation with the great companions amongst the Muhajirin, the Ansar and the like, then he see that everybody wants Uthman. Okay, now he ascended the minbar and he gave the bay'ah to Uthman. So the Uthman qum, he gave him the bay'ah, the pledge of the Khalifa, the third Khalifa after Umar radiallahu anhu, and then the people, they give the bay'ah, the pledge for Uthman, Alhamdulillah, there was no khilaf whatsoever. And this you can find in Sahih al-Bukhari, Alhamdulillah, fi kitab fada'il ashab al-Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa radiyallahu anhu ajma'in. Al-Shahid, Shaykh Rabi'ah yaqul, Al-Shahid, anna bay'at ha'ulai thalatha, يعني أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان رضي الله عنهم تمت بإجماع الأمة إلا سعد بن عبادة وهذا لا يضر كان يريد الإمارة ثم تمت البيعة لأبو بكر الحمد لله أما عمر وعثمان فلم يخالف أحد في بيعتهما وما يقوله الروافد وما يفترونه على هذه البيعات كله أكاذيب. So Sheikh Rabi' al-Tahal says the point of reference from this is that these three noble companions, the first three khulafa, Abu Bakr, Umar, and Uthman, their bay'ah and the pledge occurs by the consensus of the Sahaba, by the consensus of the Ummah. Except for one companion, Sa'd ibn Ubadah, that was in a time when the Prophet ﷺ died. There was a little incident. He wanted to be the leader. But alhamdulillah, that was all the Sahaba, they choose Abu Bakr at that time, alhamdulillah. So he said, and therefore don't pay no mind from what the Rawafid, the Shia, the Rawafid, Al-Khubatha, the filthy ones, what they say and all of the lies that they spread and circulate and disseminate in slandering in the bay'ah of this noble. Three noble companions, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, because they consider them kuffar anyway. So Allah salam al-Aziyah. It's all lie, because they have ta'assub, you know, they fanatic towards Ali radiallahu anh. And so Allah al-Musta'an, Allah al-Musta'an. فأثبت هؤلاء الصحابة رضي الله عنهم جدارتهم وكفاءتهم وعدلهم وإنصافهم. So these three companions, they were fit for the Khilafah, and they had all the qualities of successful leaders, and they were just. They were known with their justice. فَصَدَقَ عَلَيْهِمْ قَوْلُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم وليمكنن لهم دينهم الذي ارتضى لهم ويبدلنهم من بعد خوفهم أمنا لماذا هذا كله التوحيد يعبدونني ولا يشركون بي شيئا. In Surah An-Nur, in verse 55, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised those among you who believe and do righteous deeds, righteous good deeds, that He subhanahu wa ta'ala will certainly grant them succession to the present rulers in the land, as He granted it to those before them, and that He will grant them the authority to practice the religion which He has chosen for them, meaning Islam. And He will surely give them in exchange a safe security after their fear, provided, and that's the condition, they, meaning the believers, worship Me and do not associate anything in worship with Me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that. The importance of Tawheed. The importance of Tawheed. فتحقق هذا على أيدي الخلفاء الراشدين رضي الله عليهم. وعلي. Now we learn how Uthman رضي الله عنه became the Khalifa. How he became the Khalifa رضي الله عنه because of this Shura. The Shura, this consultation of the Sahaba رضوان الله عليهم. وعلي أيضا تمت له البيعة وحصل الخلاف بسبب الفتنة. Ali radiallahu anhu, after the death of Uthman, who was martyred, who was murdered and killed by the Khawarij. Most of those Muslims, they say they Muslims and they die in Islam, they say La ilaha illallah, they say Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then guess what? They killed one of the best of the people. He didn't fight them, they actually break into his house. They break into his house and killed him while he was reading the Quran. والعياذ بالله خوارج اي نعم. Now you wonder ISIS what they do, what they do. You think they killed the Sahaba, you think they worry about somebody else. They killed Uthman, they killed Ali radiallahu anhu, and they plotted to kill Muawiyah and Amr ibn al-As, because when Ali radiallahu anhu was stabbed, actually there was two others that they were going to do it all at one time, all of them in Ramadan, and they did. One was at Ali's masjid, the other one was at Muawiyah, the other one in Syria, the other one went to Egypt for Amr ibn al-As. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Amr ibn al-As and Muawiyah, hikmah from Allah, and grant shahada to Ali radiallahu anhu. Grant this manqaba of shahada to Ali radiallahu anhu. So Ali radiallahu anhu, after the death of Uthman, the Sahaba gave him the bay'ah. But at his time, when he became the Khalifa, there was fitan and trials and tribulations. It's not because of him being the Khalifa, but rather it was some fitna. Because at that time of the death of Uthman, it was a big fitna that happened. Naam. فَانْشَقَّ عَلَيْهِ الشَّامِ وَجَرَى مَا جَرَى مِنَ الْفِتَنِ. Because the people of Sham in Syria and the surrounding areas, at that time was Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, he was the governor, if you should say, the deputy governor of Uthman radiallahu anhu. So he was there for years, and perhaps also a part of the time of Umar radiallahu anhu. So it was some incident that took place between these two sides, the people of Iraq, which were Ali radiallahu anhu, he was the Khalifa in Iraq, and also Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, who was in al-Sham. Ala ayyin, the positions of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, when it comes to these matters that took place, whether between Muawiyah, Ali and Muawiyah, or between Ali and Aisha, the army where Aisha was with, and he was with her Talha and Zubair. So the positions of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah is that we do not go in details into these matters and say who is right and who is wrong. No. The ulama, they mentioned, first of all, yes, those things happen. You can't deny. You cannot say, no, nothing happened between Ali and Aisha and Talha and Zubair. No, things happen. And you cannot deny and say, no, that's all lie. Anyone who says that something took place between Ali and Muawiyah, that's all lie. No, it's not. Those are facts. But the position, that's what matters. You don't take a side. Don't say, oh, Ali this, or Aisha, or Muawiyah. You be quiet. You say, yes, it happens, and they all companions of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Whatever they did based on ijtihad. They want to do what is right. None of them did what he did for dunya, or for money, or for politics. Like the Khawarij these days and the renegades, they do whatever they do, and they split for dunya, for politics, for positions, but not the companions of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, radiallahu anhu. I just wanted to remind you of that point of aqidah as well. Tayyib. And then, alhamdulillah, difference of these trials took place. الحمد لله لكن الله سبحانه وتعالى جمع المسلمين بفضل تنازل الحسن رضي الله عنه كما أخبر عن ذلك رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام فقال إن ابني هذا سيد ولعل الله أن يصلح به بين فئتين عظيمتين من المسلمين خرجه البخاري في كتاب الصلح من حديث أبي بكرة رضي الله عنه. But yes, things took place between them, but الحمد لله, after the death of Ali radiallahu anhu, because he was martyred, so the people, they gave the bay'ah to Al-Hasan, his son. Al-Hasan, because these are the grandsons of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn, these are the children of Ali and Fatima radiallahu anhuma. But then matters were still taking place and fitna was still there, so Al-Hasan, he gave up, so that there will be no fighting, Muslims fighting each other. La. So he said to Muawiyah, I give you, with certain conditions that the ulama, they have mentioned, for the best of the Muslims. So to stop the bloodshed of the Muslims, and that the Muslims should not fight each other and the like. And that was, alhamdulillah, by him, Al-Hassan, giving up his right for the maslaha of the Muslims, for the well-being of the Muslims. Alhamdulillah, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned that. When Al-Hassan was a little boy, he was not even a teenager yet. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, my son, this one, he's a Sayyid. And perhaps that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reconcile between the two great parties of the Muslims by his effort, but something that Al-Hassan will do. And then it took like, subhanAllah, years after that. 30 plus years after that. And that shows that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks the truth. Okay? So, بعد أن قتل علي رضي الله عنه استشهد كما استشهد أخواه عمر وعثمان تنازل لمعاوية فتحقق فيه ما قاله رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لعل الله أن يصلح به بين فئتين عظيمتين المسلمين. So after the علي رضي الله عنه, when he was martyred, and the same way was for Abu Bakr and Uthman, so it was still tribulations and things weren't settled. But Al-Hassan radiallahu anhu, he gave up his right of the Khilafah for Muawiyah so that the Muslims be all behind one ruler. Alhamdulillah.
وَمِمَّا يَدُلُّ عَلَى أَنَّ خِلَافَةَ هَؤُلَاءِ حَقٌّ وَأَنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْخُلَفَاءُ الرَّاشِدُونَ قَوْلُ الرَّسُولِ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ فِيهِمْ عَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ عَدُّوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِذِ وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحْدَثَاتِ الْأُمُورِ. فهذا الحديث يدل على صحة خلافتهم. So the Shaykh says, from the Adilla also, that the Khilafa of these great companions, these four companions, Abu Bakr, and Umar, and Uthman, and Ali, radiallahu anhu, is the statement of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, hold on to my firm to my Sunnah, and the Sunnah of the rightly guided Khalifa after me. Bite on it with your molar teeth, and be aware of your newly invented matters. So he said this hadith is a great proof that is a proof that their khilafa they were right to be the khulafa. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he says, hold on to my sunnah and the sunnah of these people, these great companions, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali radiallahu anhu. قال وحديث الخلافة وحديث الذي قال في رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الخلافة بعد 30 سنة كما ذكر المؤلف كما روى ذلك سعيد بن جمهان عن سفينة رضي الله عنه ثم قال لسعيد عد أبو بكر سنتين وعمر 10 وعثمان 12 وعلي 6 يعني مجموعة 30 سنة رضوان الله عليهم. Is as for the hadith that the Imam al-Saruni mentioned that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم الخلافة, the Khilafa after me will be 30 years. 30 years of Khilafa from the time of Abu Bakr. As Imam al-Sabuni mentioned, from the Hadith of Sa'id ibn Jumhan, from Safina radiallahu anhu, who he counted. When he says 30, he counted. So it was Abu Bakr, he was Khilafa for how many years? He was a Khalif for 2. And Umar?
10.
That's together what?
12.
And Uthman?
12.
That's 24. So, and Ali? 6. That's 30. That's their Khilafah. So, Prophet says the Khilafah is 30 years. وقال فيها خلافة نبوة وكانت خلافة نبوة ثم كان بعدها ملكا. And there was the Khilafah of prophethood. And after that, it will be a kingdom. Okay? وقال فيه عضود والدائر أنه إشار إلى ملك بني أمية غير ملك معاوية. And that after 30 years be the خلافة. خلافة is going to be 30 years and that's it. And then after that is going to be no خليفة, it will be the king. Okay? As a kingdoms. Okay? So that have issues and some problems. The Shaykh Rabi'i says, perhaps this is an indication to the dynasty of Bani Umayyah, other than the time of Muawiyah. Because Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, his days, they were days of ni'mah. A lot of bounties and adl. He was just, radiallahu anhu, Muawiyah. وَهُوَ أَفْضَلُ مُلُوكِ الْإِسْلَامِ جَمِيعًا بِمَا فِي ذَلِكَ عُمَرُ بْنُ عَبْدِ الْعَزِيزِ الَّذِي يُدْرَبُ الْمَثَلُ بِعَدْلِهِ وَاسْتِقَامَتِهِ. He says, keep in mind that Muawiyah is the best of all the kings, meaning the rulers. Okay? The rulers that came after the Khilafah, after the death of Ali radiallahu anhu, and Hassan giving up the Khilafah for Muawiyah, then now there were so many rulers came after that. But the best of them is Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, including Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz is a great man. His Khilafah took place between the 999 of the Hijrah to 101. It was 2 years too. And before him, it was a lot of trials, and some of the rulers, they were not doing, you know, they weren't on the same track of the Khulafa al-Rashidun and Muawiyah. But then him, when he came to him, he didn't want it. He didn't want it. But he came to him, alhamdulillah, he was very just. So no one should say that Umar ibn Abdul Aziz was better than Muawiyah. Abadan. Even though this man, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, he was very just, and he was upright, and he was a righteous. قال الأعمش أيام معاوية لو رأيتها قال هي أفضل من أيام عمر بن عبد العزيز قال نعم قال من أجل السحبة قال من أجل العدل كان العدل في عهده ضاربا أطنابه إذ في عهده كانت فتوحات رضي الله عنه. الأعمش, when he was talking about the times of Muawiyah, when Muawiyah was the leader and the ruler, he was telling them, is it raining? Take care of the books, the masahif, ya akhwan. We don't want it. If you need a masahif on the window sill, get them out so they don't. Jazakum Allah khair. Allahumma sayyib al-nafi'a, Allahumma sayyib al-nafi'a, Allahumma sayyib al-nafi'a. Al-A'mash, one of the great scholars of the Salaf, he mentioned from the Tabi'een, he says, if you only seen the times where Muawiyah was the ruler. So somebody asked him, he says, is it...
No, you can keep it.
Why?
Love it. Is the water coming? That's okay,
alhamdulillah. If you want to close it, go ahead. Al-A'in. Somebody asked him, is his time better than the time of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz? You see? Because Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, his time was very famous. So he said, yes, it's better. So the person says, oh, it's better, meaning Muawiyah's time was better than Umar ibn Abdul Aziz because he was a companion? He says, no, because of justice. Not because of, yeah, he was a companion, but also because of the adl. He says, adl and justice spread all over. And there was also in his time was a lot of futuhat, a lot of expeditions, alhamdulillah, and Islam reached many places. قال فمعاوية لا يلحق الخلفاء الراشدين ولكن أيامه كانت أيام فضل وأيام عدل وأيام فتوحات وأيام عز الإسلام والمسلمين. He says, Muawiyah, he cannot reach the virtue of the Khulafa al-Rashidun. Okay, he cannot reach that level of Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali. But, however, his days and his time, when he was the leader of the Muslims, he was a lot of, alhamdulillah, a lot of good. And he said the adl, justice. And alhamdulillah, a lot of people and a lot of countries, they were opened and a lot of people entered into Islam. So he said his days, there was a good days for Islam and Muslims. قال بل ملك بني أمية كانت أيامهم أيام عز الإسلام على ظلم فيهم وعلى ما وقع منهم من الظلم. He says, أنا بني أمية, because they're the one who took after معاوية رضي الله عنه for a while, for years, the leadership was in them, in بني أمية. And he says, their period as well. He says their period as well was a good period for Islam, even though some of their rulers, they were oppressive and they have some oppression. There was some oppression from their part. وَعُمَرْ بْنُ عَبْدِ الْعَزِيزِ وَهِشَامْ بْنُ عَبْدِ الْمَلِكِ مَا كَانَ عِنْدَهُمْ ظُلْمٌ. He says, for the exception of Umar ibn Abd al-Aziz and Hisham ibn Abd al-Malik, they were just and they didn't oppress and they didn't have no oppression. والوليد كان عنده شيء من الجبروت ولكن نسأل الله أن يغفر له. يعني كان الناس في رخاء وفي نعمة وفي فتوحات في أهله وفي عهد إخوانه. He says, الوليد, these are the, some of the names of the rulers of Bani Umayyah. He says he was tough and he was harsh. But he says, we ask Allah to forgive him, because even though they have these little things amongst them, but they have done a lot for Islam and for the Muslims. Aina, with a lot of expeditions, and the Islam spread in their times in so many, many places. Now, tafadhal.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Now, so we conclude this this chapter. The Sheikh, he says, Islam was strong in the time, in their time, the time of Bani Umayyah, even though that some of their rulers, they have some oppression and the like, but Islam was strong in their time. As the Prophet ﷺ said, لا يزال هذا الأمر عزيزا إلى 12 خليفة. That Islam will continue to be dominant and strong and aziz, mighty, until towards the period of 12 rulers, including the Khulafa al-Rashidun. He said, and then the narrator, Jabir ibn Samura, he says that his father mentioned something, so he said, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned something, and he asked his father, what did he say? He said, Kulluhum min Quraysh. That these rulers, all of them from Quraysh, not from somebody else. So he said, these days that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, all applies only on the four Khulafa al-Rashidun and the rest of those who ruled the Muslims from Bani Umayyah. He says, and when the Bani Umayyah, the Dawla of Bani Umayyah fell, how he fell? At the hand of who? Rawafid, Shia, الروافض أعوذ بالله because they hate أهل السنة. They work with the enemies and they bring the enemies to fight the Muslims. And that's what they still doing. So don't let them fool you and think like Rafi that they're going to do something here or there. They don't do nothing. Their main enemy is the Ahlul Sunnah. So once the Bani Umayyah, they fell, so the things changed. Nas'al Allah al-Afiyah. He says, as for their days, they were days of where Islam was strong. There was many expeditions. Many people entered into Islam. The Shaykh, he said, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the end of this chapter, he says, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who, amongst those who love the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, may Allah make us from those who they know their status and their virtue. And may Allah make us from those who emulate their example and follow their path. He said, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept this love that we have for them. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a beneficial for us. And may Allah make us from those people who will be in his shade, the shade of his throne, Yawm al-Qiyamah. And then the Shaykh mentioned the ayah, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِيَخْوَانَ الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَ بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Oh Allah, forgive us and forgive our brethren who preceded us to faith, and don't put in our hearts any hatred to those who believe. For indeed you are الرؤوف الرحيم. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. And by this we come to an end to this chapter. Inshallah ta'ala, next Tuesday we go ahead with the next chapter, الصلاة خلف البر والفاجر, that the عقيدة of أهل السنة والجماعة, that they pray behind the imam, as long as the imam is a Muslim, whether he is righteous or not, as long as he's a Muslim, they inshallah, this is what we're going to learn, inshallah ta'ala, in the next chapter. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we ask Him to reward greatly, tremendously, our noble mashayikh, al-imam al-Sabuni, and al-imam al-allama, Shaykh Rabi' ibn Hadi al-Madkhali, and all of their brothers from among the Ahl-Sunnah al-Jama'ah for their efforts in spreading the deen of Allah, and the aqeedah, and the sunnah. جزاكم الله خيرا for your attention وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.